joining us now on the OK Tires Hotline from 105.9 The Zone over in Jackson, Mississippi. Bo Bounds. Bo, good morning to you, brother. How are you, man?
What's going on, guys?
Not much, man. Just, Monday morning sometimes, you know, you're either going to hit it or it's going to hit you. So you just got to get up and going, you know?
That's right. Absolutely.
Bo, we're previewing the Ole Miss Rebels. We spoke last week at SEC Media Days, and we missed a preview, which was going to be Ole Miss week last week, but we're picking up for them here this week. And just kind of going back over last year's season and looking at it, let me just ask you this. I think there's more excitement in Oxford than there's ever been before, but is there unfair expectation on Hugh Freeze?
Probably, yeah. I mean, that's par for the course in the SEC, and especially when he nailed that recruiting class 2 years ago that was a consensus top 10. So all the hoopla around that really got the fans excited. Now, here's the problem. First of all, they are very talented. So, and they've got a heck of a quarterback and an NFL receiver and so on. But they lost to Missouri at home last year, and then they lost to Mississippi State, and those were two games that they should have won. So they were set up to have a really, really good year, and instead they just had a pretty good year. When I look at the teams, they're a lot like Mississippi State, a very talented roster. The problem is it's not as talented as Bama, Auburn, and LSU. So, you're going to have to catch one of those three teams off guard, which is few and far between and rare. But they do have a playmaker and quarterback, guys, who is really talented. And this year he will actually be healthy, which is going to be a tremendous asset for this team. Now, let me give you a name to remember. Evan Engram. Evan Engram was just a fantastic freshman last year, kind of a hybrid stand-up tight end. He was playing great football until he got injured. And remember that name because he's going to – I mean, Laquon Treadwell, everybody knows that name. But Evan Engram is going to be a big-time SEC college football player.
Bo, how much of the success for the Rebels lies on Bo Wallace's back?
Oh, man. A good bit of it because, guys, they never really committed to running the football between the tackles. And, Nick Saban and LSU, even Auburn, people talk about Malzahn spread. He throws in a power running game with that spread. You guys know that, where you become a champion or put yourself in position to become a champion is running the football on third and short and fourth and short in this league, especially in the third and fourth quarter. When everybody on the field is worn down, and that's why Alabama has been the best football team in the country the last 7 or 8 years, and in my opinion, I picked them to win the national championship again this year. So, guys, they have to commit to running, to pounding the rock at times, to give Bo an opportunity to be successful. Other downs and distances and different times during the game. It can't be all on him. And so I'm interested to see who's going to step up at the tailback position.
Who's kind of the leader there back there for that? Because I know in the spring game you had some gaudy numbers from the tailback position, but some of the people that I talked to said, that's kind of not real telling as to what we have in the backfield. So who's going to be that horse for the Rebels?
Well, right now, it's going to be Itavius Mathers mixed in with Jalen Walton. And then, Dodson is a young player that they're hoping can step up. Now, I'm not convinced that that's enough or that they're there yet. Now, they may be by the second, third, fourth game of the season. Here's something else. Laramie Tunsil is an unbelievable offensive lineman who had to play as a true freshman because there's them there. And he was one of the top O-line recruits in the country 2 years ago. They need him. He absolutely has to stay healthy, guys. When Austin Golston transferred to Auburn, that was a big blow for this, big, big blow for this offensive line. So, to keep Bo Wallace upright and to be productive on third and short, with Mathers or Walton or Dodson or whoever it is, Laramie Tunsil absolutely has to play 12, 13 games this year.
Visiting with Bo Bounds, 105.9 The Fan over in, 105.9 The Zone over in Jackson, Mississippi. Bo, when you look at this year's schedule, you talk about having to stay healthy, and that's something that's a broad topic for many teams. But they get it started over in Atlanta on August 28th against the Boise State Broncos. Who was key in getting this game scheduled? Because I think it's a great move for Ole Miss to stay on Thursday, but it's an even better opponent.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, Barron, when you look at it, the 3 years ago, 4 years ago, it would have been, you know, a great game. But anytime you can go over to Atlanta and play in the Georgia Dome preseason Thursday night, and you'll play right behind A&M at South Carolina, you know, that's good for your program. The problem is that Boise is a shell of what they were 3 years ago, 4 years ago. I honestly believe that Ole Miss should go in and just manhandle this team. Not to the extent that, like, Bama's going to manhandle West Virginia, or maybe even LSU and Wisconsin that first weekend. But I expect the Rebels to roll. Physically, they're so much better. On defense, they're going to be really good with Kim Dichie and Cody Pruitt. Now that C.J. Johnson is healthy, they have some serious athletes. So I like the game, but I think Boise's ship has sailed, guys. Although a great story and still a nice non-BCS school or team, I think that ship has sailed. And you guys know they've got a new coach. And although I think he's a good young coach, boy, that's a lot to tackle first game of your career at Boise State.
They open up with Boise State, then they travel to Nashville to take on the Vanderbilt Ooh. Commodores. Can Ole Miss be 4-0 when they get to Alabama on October 4th?
Absolutely, yes. I expect the Rebels to be 4-0. Obviously, Bama will be undefeated because they're going to crush everybody in their way till then. And then, you know, Bama gets a week off. So here's the deal, guys. You know, that is in play for Ole Miss maybe to grab game day. I mean, I know that's a common occurrence over there in Tuscaloosa and some our other schools in the SEC. It could line up for Ole Miss where they grab game day that day. Jacob Coker will have been, as you guys know, he'll have four games under his belt and a week off. So I fully expect Bama to win that game. However, I could see Ole Miss taking that game, you know, late into the fourth quarter, and then you never know. So that game sets up to be, you know, the game for Ole Miss. But here's the deal. Ole Miss can't let Bama beat them like some of the Mississippi schools allow this to happen, well, MSU or Ole Miss. You can't allow Bama to beat you three or four times. In other words, you can't lose that game and then get down. Their best bet of winning a big-time home game SEC is Auburn. It's not Bama. And so, although I hope that's a great game and da-da-da-da, to me, their best opportunity to get a big-time win is Auburn at home, Bear.
It's interesting you say that. Well, why would you say Auburn?
I just think it's a better matchup. See, I love what Auburn did last year. I think Malzahn is really, really good, really talented. Bama has the best talent, okay, and they have the best coaching in the country, and we're making way too much of Jacob Coker. Or, it doesn't matter if it's Bill Smith at quarterback or whoever. I mean, they can grab an SAE on the way to Brian Denny for the first four games of the year as far as quarterback. So I just think it's a better matchup. And I may be wrong. It's still, look, Auburn is a better team, and they're better on paper. I just believe that Ole Miss and Mississippi State have a better opportunity to beat Auburn at home. Of course, MSU is going to Tuscaloosa, so that's not going to happen. But that's their best opportunity to get a big, if you will, signature win that all of us, you know, yahoos in the media talk about. And that's a little bit of a gut feeling. And because I think Saban and Bama are just that, I think this could be Saban's most talented team. And I know people think that's crazy because of, you know, the losses and so on, but they are absolutely loaded all over the field. I don't care if the talent's young or not.
Bo, you talk about being able to, you think that Auburn might be the easiest team to pick off. Where does Ole Miss fit in the Western landscape at this point? You got Alabama, Auburn, LSU, A&M's brought back in. I'm still not buying A&M, although I do like Kevin Sumlin. I'm not ready to buy that stock. But where do the people in Mississippi think Ole Miss is amongst the landscape?
I think the best case scenario, Barron, is to tie for third. Now, what does that look like? I don't know. Is that 5-3? Which would be, you know, if you win your 4-9 conference, that's 9-3. And when you're Ole Miss or MSU guys, you know, it gives you a chance to win 10 in the postseason. That is a big, big deal. So, you know, I would think tied for third with maybe LSU behind Bama and Auburn is the best case scenario. Maybe tied for second, but boy, that probably means going 6-2, and you have to have everything line up. So I would say tied for third with a 5-3 conference record, which means you do have to pick off Auburn or A&M. I agree with you on Sumlin too, Bear. I like him. I think we've gone a little overboard in, you know, basically thinking of him as an elite coach. I think he inherited an absolutely amazing situation in College Station, and if they don't get that defense right, they're going to get their feelings hurt this year.
Bo Bounds, 105.9, the Zone in Jackson, Mississippi. Bo, before we let you go, we've talked about, you mentioned Evan Engram and Laquan Treadwell, and then Bo Wallace, obviously, but you also got to play defense. It's a three-part game, special teams, offense, and defense, and I think you guys have one of the best defensive players in the conference in Cody Pruitt. What does he mean to that defensive side of the ball?
He's unbelievable, guys. He is he's a great kid, first of all. His football IQ is off the charts. He is an absolute gamer. And he has the instincts that, whether it's Nick Saban or Hugh Freeze or anybody else will tell you, a lot of times you can't coach. And he can defend the pass, and he can play the run. He is one of the best safeties, without a doubt, in the country. His future is bright, obviously. And you're exactly right. How he goes is how they go on defense. He's the leader. He's the cerebral player that you need. He's the quarterback, all those things. And I just, guys, I'm expecting an unbelievable year from Cody Pruitt out of Oxford.
Man, I didn't know much about him going into the game last year, but just watching him, I was like, man, this kid can play some ball. And I followed him the rest of the year after we played him, and he was intriguing to watch. He's a hell of a player.
He is, no doubt. He'll be an All-American, and he'll make some big plays. It's just a matter if some of the guys around him will help him out, just like Bo Wallace on the offensive side of the ball.
That's the voice of Bo Bounds, 105.9 The Zone, Jackson, Mississippi. You can follow him on Twitter, @Bo Bounds. Bo, man, I appreciate the time this morning. Can't thank you enough, brother.
Hey, guys, enjoyed it. Y'all take care.